أنا اعتذرت في كل
The Washington Post reports that two of its journalists were among two dozen members of the media arrested this morning by the Egyptian Interior Ministry. The U.S. says it's condemning a concerted campaign to intimidate international journalists who are covering the demonstrations in Cairo. On Twitter, State Department spokesperson P.J. Crowley said the campaign against journalists is meant to impede their reporting. He said, "We condemn such actions." But he did not say the Obama administration would cut off the billions of dollars in aid to the Mubarak regime.
We don't know who unleashed these thugs on the streets of Cairo. They've been identified as supporters of the government. Whoever they are, there needs to be accountability here.
Crowley says Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton has spoken with Egypt's new vice president.
She emphasized again our condemnation of the violence that occurred today, encouraged the government to hold those responsible fully accountable.
On Egypt state television, Vice President Omar Suleiman blamed foreigners, the Muslim Brotherhood, and businessmen for fueling the anti-government protests. He said the country's military is on the streets to enforce the curfew, protect people against thugs, and to make up for the police's lack of capabilities to deal with the unrest. The company Vodafone says Egyptian authorities forced it to broadcast pro-government text messages during the protests. Egypt's state television said President Hosni Mubarak's son will not seek to succeed his father in elections later this year. At the annual National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, President Obama did not demand that Mubarak resign. Instead, Obama said he's praying for an end to violence.
We pray that the violence in Egypt will end, and that the rights and aspirations of the Egyptian people will be realized, and that a better day will dawn over Egypt,